sermonic presentation. It's important for you to recognize that there ought not be a day that comes and go that you don't call on the name of Jesus. There ought not be a day that comes and goes that you not seek the face of the Lord. And no matter what hits your life, and no matter what comes against your life, there ought not be a day that you're not looking in heaven and seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for you. Let me help you paint the picture. Look at Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father with his telephone right on his side. And all he's doing is waiting for it to ring for you to call him up and tell him what you want. I wish I had a witness here. And even though he knows everything you have need of, and even before you ask, the Bible says that you ought to ask for what you want. Oh, my Lord, I'm going to close by telling you there's a little old story that I've shared with you before, but it seems so fitting to be able to refresh you in knowing that you've got to call on the Lord, whether you're a preacher, a teacher, a deacon, an usher, a singer, or just a member, that you ought to call him up and tell him what you want. Have I got a witness in the house? A young preacher had come to town and had a church that was filled with folk who were people of great intellect. And he himself was intelligent and articulate. And he was a seminary graduate who was graduated at the top of his class. And he spoke fluently the Greek language and talked about Greek philosophy and Greek mythology, talked about Aristotelian arguments and Socratic syllogisms, Platonian platitudes, talked about Shakespearean sonnet written in 14-line stanza forms consisting of iambic pentameter lines. One who was well-versed in the English language as well. But whenever he preached, there was really no power to his preaching. And he noticed that his congregation was depleting. And one of the old deacons came by and said, "You ought to go see old man Jones. He's an old man. He don't have much education, and there's not a whole lot that he says that's deeply profound." He said, "But you can't get a seat in his church." He said, "I think you ought to go have a talk with that old man." And one Monday morning, he went on over to the old preacher's house. When he was given the address, he made his way there and found him and introduced himself. And he told the old preacher what his problem was. And old man said, "Son, I tell you what I'll do. I'll come visit your church on next Sunday, and then afterwards we'll meet the next Monday and talk about what I see." Well, that next Sunday, that young man prepared a great message, and all he began to speak in polysyllabics, multisyllable words. He spoke with clarity and diction, and he spoke, and the educated folk that were there had to read their Bibles and then look in their dictionary. And when he got through preaching, he looked at the old man, and the old man said, come on by tomorrow morning. Well, the next morning came, and that young preacher went back over to the old preacher house, and the old preacher was sitting in his rocking chair with his Bible in his hand. And when he got there, he said, preacher, thank you for coming to my church. Tell me what you've observed. The old preacher said, well, if you really want the truth, I'll tell you what I see. I'm no great theologian, but what I have, the Lord gave me, and the world can't take it away. He said, when I came to your church, he said, I heard you speaking almost in a foreign language. I watched your people go from the Bible to the dictionary. He said, I listened at you, and he said, I noticed that I didn't hear you say not one word about Jesus. One word about the cross. One word about Calvary. He said, all that you talked about was all of your educated stuff. He said, I've noticed that when you preach from education. But when I preach from revelation. When you preach from information. But when I preach from inspiration. When you preach from knowledge. But when I preach from wisdom. The man said, well, what has that got to do with anything? The old man said, you see that dog across the street? His name is Rover. Call him on over. He said, his name is Rover? He said, yes, Rover. He said, Rover, come here, Rover. Rover lifted up his head and looked at him and put his head back down. He said, Rover, come here, Rover. Rover looked at him one more time, put his head back down. Third time he said, Rover, come here, Rover. Rover didn't even budge. The old man said, step aside, son. Let me call Rover. Oh, Rover. Rover jumped on up. He said, Rover, Rover, yeah, Rover, come on over. Rover ran on over, started licking his hands, wagging his tail, and the preacher looked at the old man and said, that's not fair, sir. The old man said, what do you mean? He said, the only reason Rover came on over when you called on him is 'cause Rover knows you and he don't know me. The old man said, that's all I'm trying to tell you. Every Sunday morning when I call on Jesus, he always comes, 'cause I know Jesus and Jesus knows me. I call him in the morning. I call him in the noonday. I call him when the sun go down. I call him when I'm happy. I call him when I'm sad. I call him when I'm hurting. I call him when I'm glad. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Anybody know him? Anybody know him? Isn't he able? able. The Lord is able to save you if you call him. He will answer prayer. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, that little parable, that little illustration was an earthly story with a spiritual meaning. What does it say to you? That you've got to know Jesus to call him. And when you know Jesus and Jesus knows you, no matter when you call, he'll answer your prayers. Anybody know him today? Anybody know him today? Anybody know him today? The doors are open. There is room at the cross for you. Today, right here, right now. Right here, right now. There's room. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Whoever you are, just remember you've got to know him to call on him, to have him answer you. He'll save from the uttermost to the guttermost. But you've got to come to him just as you are. Broken, weary, wounded, and without. There is room at the cross for you. He wants you to know today it's available. There is room. God bless you. God bless you. At the cross for you. Although millions have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. There is room. Come on, somebody. At the cross for you. I don't care what you're going through. There is room at the cross just for you. Can I tell you this? You may be high. Oh, you may be low. Some folk are rich, and some folk are poor. Oh, at the cross
for you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
It ain't no high like a home.
Jesus. Come on, give God the praise. Come on, give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa.